Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
I can tell you without a doubt that if you're analyzing your life right now within some disturbing emotion, that 100% of the time you're going to make your brain worse. You can't think greater than how you feel. That means then you were thinking in the past because those emotions are residue of the past. So we see people in the process of change that are analyzing in duality or polarity. That kind of drives the brain into higher states of arousal and further away from true change. Mm. So we've done thousands and thousands and thousands of brain scans, and we now know that there's a formula to create greater brain coherence, greater brain efficiency, to make your brain work better. And when your brain works better, you work better. At the same time, it requires a clear intention and an elevated emotion to begin to change your energy and to change your life. And nobody changes until they change their energy, right? So then how do you get a person out of resentment, frustration, into joy and freedom? If why would they feel grateful or joyful or free if the experience hasn't happened? So most people are spending the majority of their life waiting for something out there to take away their emptiness or pain or the resentment in here. They're waiting their whole life in separation or lack, and we create reality, then the lack is driving certain thoughts, which is creating more separation and more lack. So teaching people then to begin to condition their body emotionally before the evidence takes place in their life is breaking a significant habit, right? Yes. So instead of living by cause and effect, now we're beginning to cause an effect. So the moment you start feeling whole and grateful, we now know your healing will begin at that moment.
Yes.
The moment you start feeling worthy and abundant, your wealth is coming. You know, you're generating a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of wealth.
How does someone feel worthy though if they've always been told they're not worthy? I'm not worth it because she didn't say yes when I asked her on a date.
Right.
Because he broke up with me, because I got fired, because my parents left me. How am I worth it when there's so much evidence or story around a negative?
Let's stop telling the story of your past and let's start telling the story of your future. And people who aren't defined by a vision of the future, for the most part, are left with memories of the past. Your brain is a record of the past. It's an artifact of everything you've learned and experienced in this moment. So most people wake up in the morning and they start thinking about their problems.
Yeah.
And those problems are memories that are tattooed in the brain that are associated to certain people and things at certain times and places. Person wakes up clean slate, they start thinking about the problems they're thinking in the past. If you believe your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, well, there's a possibility that your past is going to be your future.
Mm.
Every one of those problems has an emotion associated with it. So then the moment you start recalling the problem, you start feeling unhappy, now your body's in the past, because thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. And how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. So people reaffirm their identity based on the past, right? And it turns out that conditioning only requires an image and an emotion. And most people are unconsciously conditioning their body into the familiar past, into the known. So now if you're in the familiar past and in the known, you're gonna crave the predictable future,
right?
That's the known as well. And there's only one place where the unknown exists, and that's the eternal present moment. That's the sweet spot of the generous present moment. So you gotta labor to get that person beyond the emotions that keep them tacked or anchored to the past. And yes, it takes an effort to do that, but if you keep working with the formula, you'll reach that elegant moment where there's a liberation of energy.
Mm.
And now your body, as the unconscious mind, The objective mind is not believing, it's living in the same past experience 24 hours a day because you're liberating the body from that emotional state. So you ask the person, why are you so unhappy? Why are you so frustrated? Why are you so resentful? The moment you ask that, their brain is going to associate that emotion to a past event.
To a memory.
To a memory. Yeah. That's because they have nothing to look forward to in their future. So if you're not being defined by a vision of the future, it just means to me that you're more in love with your past than you are with the future. So how do you teach people to believe in a future that they can't see or experience with their senses yet, but they've thought about enough times in their mind that their brain has literally changed to look like the event has already occurred? The latest research in neuroscience says that's absolutely possible. We know that. And how do you teach a person to select a new possibility in their future and begin to emotionally embrace that future before it's made manifest? To such a degree that their body is their unconscious mind. It's living in that future reality in the present moment, and they're signaling new genes in new ways ahead of the environment. Now, to their body begins to change to look like the event has already occurred. We've proven that that's possible. Now think about this.
So the more you think about your desired future, the joy, the gratitude, the feelings you want to have that are more positive, the more you think about it as a future thing happening, the more your body shifts now.
Exactly. So your body is believing it's living in that future reality now, in the present moment. Now think about this. The stronger the emotion you feel from some condition in your life, the more altered you feel inside of you, the more you narrow your focus on cause, and the brain freezes an image and takes a snapshot. And that memory now is embossed in the brain. It's branded in there. So then people think neurologically within the circuits of those past experiences, and they feel chemically within the boundaries of those emotions. And the stronger the betrayal, the stronger the trauma, the more the body's living in the past. So how do you reverse that? So now, if you truly got passionate about a future, we've all done this. You get a wild idea in your mind and you start holding on to that vision and you're preoccupied with it. All of a sudden, the thought in your mind becomes the experience and you start feeling the energy of the future.
Yeah.
Now, the stronger the emotion you feel from that vision, the more you're going to pay attention to the picture in your mind, and now you're remembering your future.
And vice versa, the stronger you pay attention to the feeling of the past pain, you're going to create the pain in this moment.
Exactly. So it requires a coherent brain, and we now know that there's a formula for that, and we've got beautiful research to show that people can do it. They just have to practice. And it requires a coherent heart, because resentment, frustration, impatience creates a very incoherent heart.
Yeah.
And when that heart becomes incoherent, you stop trusting yourself. There's no energy there. You stop trusting in your future.
Wow.
So then if there's physical evidence in your brain and body, physical evidence to look like the event has already occurred, it's quite possible you'll be thinking neurologically within the circuits of your future, and you'll begin to feel chemically within the boundaries of that emotion of your future. And how you think and how you feel is your state of being. And now your state of being is living in the future instead of the past. Now, the moment you disconnect from the emotion of your future because of traffic or some coworker or your ex or whatever people come up with, now you're back to the energy of your past.
Oh.
And now you're gonna start looking for it, analyzing, why hasn't it happened? Well, if you're feeling the emotion of your future, why would you look for it? Because you would feel like it already happened, and that is the place where the magic happens. So then you can't just do this, get up, and then return back to your old state of being. You gotta maintain that modified state
of
mind.
How do you maintain it?
That's
life
practice.
Happens.
Well, it just requires getting still, closing your eyes, putting your attention on your heart, changing your breath so that you move into the present moment. And when you slow your breathing down, you slow your brainwaves down. When you slow your brainwaves down, now you're accessing your autonomic nervous system. So then you train a person how to open their heart and feel an elevated emotion. And it takes a little practice. And just like a flower that takes time to bloom, it takes a little bit of time. But if you work in trading the resentment, the frustration, or the impatience for gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness, and you keep at it, there'll come a moment where that system switches on. And now you're feeling grateful for no reason at all. Now, that's not a bad thing, because gratitude, the emotional signature of gratitude, means something's happening to you, something has happened to you, you're receiving something, or you just received something. So your body then, when you're feeling gratitude, is in the perfect state of receiving. So then that means then you'll accept, believe, and surrender to the thoughts equal to the emotional state of gratitude. If you're living in resentment, you're living in fear, you're living in impatience, you could say, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, and with all you want, and that thought's gonna stop right at the brainstem and never make its way to the body, because the body is
not feeling it, or because why?
Because you're feeling resentment. Uh-huh. That thought is not consistent with the emotion. Resentment has a different set of thoughts, right? In other words, once you start opening your heart, it begins to move into coherence. It begins to produce a measurable magnetic field up to 3 meters wide. Now that's frequency, that's energy. And all that energy, that frequency carries information, carries an intent. So then when you're feeling gratitude and your heart is open, you're broadcasting energy into the field.
Now, a frequency.
You lay the intent of the thought of your health or your wealth. That frequency can carry the thought of your wealth. It can carry the thought of your health. So if you're going to believe in that future that you're imagining with all of your heart, it better be open and activated.
Right, right.
And you better know how to self-regulate. And you have to know the moment you disconnect from the energy of your future because of some circumstance in your life and you lose that feeling, if you're practicing it on a daily basis with your eyes closed, then the next level is to be able to open your eyes and do it right in the moment and be able to self-regulate and change the frustration from some experience in your life back to the energy of your future.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.